Welcome to Seek Reality with your host, Roberta Grimes. Author and attorney Roberta Grimes will explore and illustrate how she, after an extraordinary experience of light in childhood, has discovered channels of communication to the afterlife and how these implications have an effect on our everyday lives. Please welcome the host of Seek Reality, Roberta Grimes.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes, and I'm very glad you're with us today. Those of us who have been working in the field of afterlife research for decades have been frustrated by the intransigence of scientists. 100 years ago, the scientific gatekeepers, the university departments, the peer-reviewed journals, adopted, believe it or not, materialism as what they actually called then the fundamental scientific dogma, and they actually enforce it today. Even today, when physicists have long since demonstrated that actually nothing at all is material, mainstream scientists still refuse to objectively consider all the evidence that researchers have assembled about what actually is going on. We have by now demonstrated in a number of ways and irrefutably that human minds are eternal, that we can exist easily without our bodies, and that most of what exists actually exists right where we are, but simply at a higher rate of vibration. But still, mainstream scientists will look at the evidence only to the extent that they think they can refute it. Isn't that foolish? We've come to believe that the only way to break through this scientific wall of resolute cluelessness is to go around the scientific community and find ways for those that we used to think were dead to speak right to the people. Once everyone has a cell phone app that will let them talk to newly dead loved ones or check in with their children who've gone ahead of them or their grandparents, whatever they like, or even get great-great-great-great-grandma's secret recipe, whatever they want to do to talk to the dead. When people can do that, the scientific community is going to be shown to be lying and shamed into finally investigating the truth. My wonderful friend and frequent guest, Dr. R. Craig Hogan, is one of the world's leaders in the field of cutting-edge methods of communicating with the dead. He lives this stuff, and he's with us today to tell us what's new. Welcome, Craig. I am thrilled that you're here. I love having you as a guest.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here too, Roberta. And you're right, there are marvelous things happening, and we really need to let people know about it because it's a different world, and most people don't even realize that.
Now, most people, I think, who are listening know about you, and anyone who doesn't, there are other wonderful interviews with Craig that are in our four-year archive. So we don't really need to talk much about you, except about your past, except to say that, I consider you to be the foremost researcher because this is your life. You live this stuff, and you literally live it because you've devoted a good part of your life now to doing this research that needs to be done with communication. So let's just say quickly what the three kinds of communication are that you're concentrating on, and then we're going to spend a lot more time talking about what's new in these fields.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we have 16 methods of afterlife communication. We can virtually connect anyone with their loved ones on the other side. Some of the methods are 98% successful. And so then the three areas that we're really focusing on right now are instrumental transcommunication. In other words, using electronic devices, and that includes television, telephones, recording devices such as PCs and so forth. And we're working also on physical mediumship, which means that people sit in a room together and from their energy and their vibration and their love for each other, combined with the love of those on the spirit side, they make things happen in the room. And so you can demonstrate things happening in the room. And
wow,
most exciting, then people can actually appear. They can actually manifest themselves in the room. And the other methods that we're using, we're still using, working with mental mediumship. And we're trying to help people to learn mental mediumship. And we're also working with psychotherapy, because we're psychotherapists now are helping their clients while they're sitting in their offices have afterlife communication experiences. And that's really exciting.
Well, you also have done something which I hear about fairly often on afterlife forums, which is when I'm a moderator there. You're induced method of self-induced communication, mm-hmm, works very well for some people, and this is something you give away for free.
Yeah, and we have around an 86% success rate, and for those who go through the training, and those who are not successful just didn't go through the training, and so they didn't finish it. But if they go through the training, then they will connect with their loved ones. And when I say connect, they're going to be sitting in their living room or sitting in their dining room, and they'll have earphones on, and they will be listening to the narration that takes them into a state of mind in which they can have their own afterlife communication, and they have marvelous communication. So that's free. It's on the Internet. We don't want to charge for it. We want people to have their own afterlife communications, and we're doing everything we can to do that. And if they all they have to do is get on the Internet and access it and go through the training program. It's a training program. And once they've gone through the training program.
What's the website?
It is self-guided. Self-guided, all one word, period. Spiritual Understanding, all one word, .org, because it's a nonprofit. So it's selfguided.spiritualunderstanding.org.
Tell us, Craig, talk about electronic communication.
Electronic communication is very new, of course, because we didn't know very much about electronics only a few decades ago. But now that electronics are available, then they on the other side are taking advantage of it. Now, when I say they're taking advantage of it, it's not like they're omniscient and they can simply wave a wand and things will happen. They have to work at this the same way that we have to work on our side. So there are technicians who are working on the other side, scientists such as Tesla and Edison and Einstein is in the group, and Steve Jobs in the technology. And they're all, when they passed, they joined the groups on the other side. And groups include a great variety of other people, including other interdimensional people. And what they're doing now is taking advantage of the electronics, and they're trying to find ways of manipulating it from their side so that they can communicate to us through recording, so that we can actually hear the voices of the people on the other side speaking. And isn't their literal voices? So we're not going to be hearing them because their voice boxes are molding away in a grave someplace. What's happened is that they are sending electronic signals that then imprint upon, for instance, a hard drive. And when you play them back, they play back as the voices. And they're able to do that by projecting their thoughts into what they call a machine on the other side. And so there are a number of people who are working with this now. The most successful people are Hans Otto Koenig, who has a device that he is using to connect with people on the 5th through the 7th levels. And when I say that, that means very high-level individuals. And they are communicating with him, and he has the recordings, and we have the recordings online so that you can listen to the recordings. Now, unfortunately, they're in German, so if you don't speak German, they will just sound like gibberish. But they are saying wonderful things about us, about consciousness, about the fact that there is going to be a change in humankind, that we are going to see a revolution in consciousness, and that that is imminent, that that will be happening. It's the same message we're getting from the physical people. They're telling us the same thing. So there will be huge changes in humankind. Hans Otto Koenig develops devices. He develops what amounts to radios that will get these voices coming from the other side. And then, of course, we can correspond with them say words to them, and they get what we're saying without having the device, without having a microphone, because they're one with us. We are all one. And so they get our thoughts. And the other people who are having a great amount of success, Sonia Rinaldi in Brazil. And Sonia is a brilliant researcher. She is using a protocol that was being used before, but she has perfected it, in which she can get the recordings of people on the other side speaking, and it then comes onto a hard drive. It's an electromagnetic signal onto a hard drive, and she plays it back. And it's the voices of the people on the other side, and they give messages. It'll be children giving messages to their parents, or spouses giving messages to each other. And they're wonderful. She does as many as 163 readings for parents connecting with their children in a month, and as many as 200 messages in each one of the readings. And so she's very successful at it. So we can connect. She connects very easily. But the really interesting thing is that she used the same technology. She knew that it was consciousness that she's connecting with. She's connecting with this one consciousness that we are all part of. And so she knew she could do that, and so she decided she would try to connect with the consciousness of nonverbal people, people who are unable to communicate who are still on the earth plane. And so she communicated with the higher self, with the eternal self of a nonverbal autistic child. So the child was asleep, and she went through this protocol that she uses to connect with those in the afterlife. And she actually connected with this child, and she actually has the recordings of the nonverbal child who didn't speak, has no ability to speak, but she has the recordings of the child speaking using this protocol.
Wow.
And so she went even further. So there was a woman who was pregnant in Brazil, and she contracted the Zika virus. And, of course, with the Zika virus, that meant her child could be born with encephalitis. And she wanted to find out whether the child was going to be normal. And so Sonia undertook to communicate with the unborn fetus. Now, when I say that, that she's really connecting with is the consciousness, the spirit, the eternal spirit. And that is a mature spirit, of course. It is the individual who would be able to communicate. And so she was able to communicate with the unborn child to find out that the unborn child was anxious to be born and was going to be fine. And she also connected with her husband, who said the same thing about the unborn child. And all of that is recorded, and we've got the recordings online. Anybody can listen to them.
This is so boggling. Now, mm-hmm. people are confused about this. What seems to happen, and tell me how I might be wrong about this. What seems to happen is that people are able to create a voice and project it onto this sort of machine that's there, but they can remember how their voice sounded, and mm-hmm. they recreate the sound. But as you say, they don't have a voice box, so they're not actually talking. Mm-hmm. And it's boggling. It's the sort of thing that Leslie Flint, who was a physical medium who specialized in direct voice, his ectoplasm would create a voice box. And when people who were then not in bodies spoke using that voice box, they had modified it so that their voices sounded the way they had sounded when they were alive. Mm-hmm. Which is mm-hmm. how you could even, I wouldn't even know what I sounded like, you know? It's so amazing that they can do that.
Yeah, it's the creative source that loves us all and is bringing this world into being second by second. So
yes.
that the creative, it is being created second by second. And the creative force, what we would call the divine, is able to do this for us because of the fact that we are consciousness and we are one with the divine, we are one with each other. What Leslie Flint did when he had the people speaking through the voice box, they described it from the other side as they were projecting their thoughts into the box, they said. I was projecting my thoughts into the box. And it takes them a while to be able to get used to doing that. And so they would stumble at first, and you could hear them stumbling. But yeah. then when the voices came through clearly through Leslie Flint, Leslie Flint was a medium. He was a direct voice medium in the 20th century. We right now have thousands of recordings of people who came through and spoke in the room through this ectoplasmic voice box. And they were all kinds of different people from different walks of life, different accents, different languages that
yes.
Leslie, of course, wouldn't know.
Right.
So that when the voice came through and they finally did come through clearly and they got used to using this thought box that they thought into that came out in voice in the room, in the physical realm, then those recordings were given to people who knew the person when they were on the earth plane, and they would all testify and say, yes, that is
that's,
her. Then.
That's who it is, yes.
Mm-hmm, that's who it is, yeah, but recognize that voice. I recognize the words, the intonation. It
yeah.
is that person, yeah.
yeah.
And Leslie actually had, people would come into his room where he was doing the recordings, and there were some people who would come in every week, and they would have, almost like over the breakfast table, conversations with their spouse,
yes.
who's on the other side. And we have the recordings of them. They just talked about what they were doing and that the spouse on the other side had been visiting them and coming to see them and was knowing what they were doing. And they're just wonderful, heartwarming recordings, and we have
yes.
them available. People can listen to them.
This is... hard for people to who have never heard of this to grasp, but indeed it is real. It is the fact mm-hmm. that more people don't know about it is really tragic, because it's exciting and it's fun. Now, mm-hmm. We used to talk about stations. Sonia was connecting with a Brazilian station, and they mm-hmm. were working in a North American station. Is there any more progress on that field, in that area?
Yes. There have been some really interesting developments in that field. What happened was Sonia was originally connecting with a station, and she was connecting with the Brazilian station because she was in Brazil. And by station, they mean that there really is technology, because remember that they are starting from scratch on the other side, the same way we are here. They have to develop the technology and develop the equipment and then try to use that to connect with us. And so there was a Brazilian station she was connecting with, and it had sound equipment that they had developed there, and they called them tables, which we know to be sound tables with sound equipment on them. And they then would transmit.
Now, Craig, mm-hmm. Craig, we've got three more minutes in this segment. Can you tell us uh-huh. quickly what's happening with the North American station? Because that one's in English. It's not in Portuguese. Yep.
The North American station was established 3 years ago when we started. We wanted to have a station that spoke English. The Portuguese or the Brazilian station speaks only Portuguese. So they did start the North American station on the other side, teams on the other side. And so that we have been able to communicate in English. It originally started out very weak. It's getting stronger. And we have Sherry Pearl right now, who is doing readings for parents using the North American station. But the really interesting thing that's happened is just within the last couple of weeks is that the Brazilian station and North American station have merged. So
really?
In other words, we have all the power of the Brazilian and the North American station to be able to, and so Sonia is getting her transmissions now in English as well as in Portuguese, and it's really exciting.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That just happened. Cutting edge news.
Just happened. Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that means we'll be getting fairly strong English communications going forward
yes.
then, right?
She already is. She's getting the English communication in the Brazilian station, and we should be getting it here. So we will be getting just stronger and stronger. So we're right at the beginning of it. It is becoming much better. We will be able to get these transmissions, and we know that it's going to be within the next few months. So we've been saying that for a while, but within the next few months, we expect real developments.
Now, if somebody is listening and says, "I want a piece of that action," how would mm-hmm. they? How do they do that? Because you're encouraging people, right, to connect with
yes,
the.
Yes, we're training people. Yeah, we'll train anybody in how to do these recordings, and all they have to do is go to the AfterlifeInstitute.org. That's the ARAI website, AfterlifeInstitute.org, and there's a link on there to the information on how to set up a recorder and be able to do this recording, and then we will actually listen to the first recordings and help them to make the recordings. So we're encouraging people. We'd love to have you do it.
And Sherry Pearl is a mother who lost her son, who's now helping her actually to do this work. But she was just someone who wanted to try this, and she's become so good at it, and the communications she's getting are so good now that she's helping a great many bereaved parents. Mm-hmm. So if this is an area that resonates with you, then for certain, do this, afterlifeinstitute.org. Give it a try, because this is the area where there's going to be so much action over the next few years. And if you want to get on the ground floor, now's the time to do it. Now, Craig is president of the Afterlife Research and Education Institute. I'm on the board. I'm thrilled to be part of this wonderful, wonderful organization. But Craig is really our leading light. So we're doing a symposium in September 15 to 17. This is 2017 we're talking about. But if you're listening to us years from now, just look up AREI and you'll find we're probably still doing something maybe even more exciting. But talk about the symposium, Craig, and what's up in September.
Mm-hmm, sure. What we've done is we are having a symposium instead of a conference, because a symposium brings together the leading experts in a field. And so what we're doing is we're bringing together the leading experts in afterlife communication, in end-of-life activities, meaning the way that people have transitions from this life into the next, what happens to them, and the new spirituality, the new approach to spiritualism based upon our understanding. And so we're bringing together the 33 of the experts, and they're going to be speaking about where we are now in each one of those areas. And we have people who will be talking about mental mediumship, we'll talk about physical mediumship. We have people who are representative of the circles, those circles that I talked about, who are going to be speaking. We'll have our physical medium, Rob, who will be there, and I will be talking about physical mediumship. And then we'll also have instrumental trance communication folks. So we're going to have Sonia Rinaldi, who's going to be coming up from Brazil.
Wow.
And she's going to be there to speak about her method, about the voices that she's getting, about what's going to develop. And that's because that's 4 weeks away and things have happened so quickly, there'll be even more things, I'm sure, by that
time. Yes,
yes. And then she will explain what it is that she does and how she does it. And Sherry Pearl, who is doing the readings for parents now using Sonia's method, and she gets them in English, she's going to be speaking about what it is that she is doing, how she's linking the parents. And then she's also going to be giving a free workshop. It's a free workshop in two parts. Anybody can bring their laptop, and as they bring their laptop, then she is going to show everyone how to capture the voices and actually do it and communicate with loved ones on the other side and capture their voices on their PC. That's all they need is a PC to be able to do that. So that's very exciting, and she's going to be there.
Sherry is really a very large-spirited, loving person, I have to say, and that's the kind of thing she would do. She wants everyone to be able to have these experiences.
She's a healer, and she does individual healing, but she's also helping to heal humankind, and that's her role in the Earth plane right now, and that's why she's here.
Yes.
And she's doing a marvelous job of it, and so then also Rochelle Wright, the psychotherapist who developed the method that people are having afterlife communications while sitting in the psychotherapist's office. She will be there to explain what it is that she does. She actually is going to be training psychotherapists, so she'll have a training program that will go on Sunday and Monday right after the symposium, and she'll be training psychotherapists who were interested. There are over 125 psychotherapists now who are using the method, and so she'll explain. She has a 98% success rate. So the people come into her office, and they'll come in sobbing and full of grief, and they'll walk out joyful and happy and shaking her hand and giving her hugs.
Yes.
And they come into her office or the psychotherapist's office, and they say that their grief on a 10-point scale is a 10 plus, plus, plus. Or one woman said her grief was a 200. And they're just full of grief. And they'll walk out and they'll say, well, where's your grief now? And they'll say, well, it's, and they'll say a 1 or 2 or a 3.
Yes.
And it has made a tremendous difference. And this has all happened in one session. And grief therapy is notoriously ineffective.
Yes.
Grief therapy just doesn't work.
I have talked to some of these people. I would not have believed it, except I've talked to some of these people who've been through Rochelle Wright's program, and it does take one session, and it does absolutely reduce their grief to nothing. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
It's just amazing. And when they're in these, it's very much like the self-guided afterlife connection, because it's happening. They're having their own. They just close their eyes, and they have their own connection. And so then the self-guided, the same thing happens. And in both the self-guided and in Rochelle's method, they'll go on walks on the beach together. They will hold hands. They'll talk. They'll hug. They'll kiss each other. And I've had more than one person also say that they've actually had sexual experiences.
This is new.
This is mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling that they've actually
had sex with their dead partners.
And it's just a mind-boggling. In fact, I just got one from a woman a couple of days ago, and she's probably the third or fourth person who said that. But these experiences, because you understand that all of these experiences, when we talk about the physical realm, what we're talking about is experience. It is consciousness and experience. That's all there is. And so when a person goes in into this other realm, when they just close their eyes and go into the other realm, then the experiences that they have can be as real or feel as real as a physical experience, because they're the same thing.
Totally. It's totally real.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. It's wonderful. So what
and then
else
we're
is
also
happening?
Having, Mark Pitstick is going to be there. He's going to be doing some hypnosis, because we have quite a contingent of hypnotists who are part of this. And through hypnosis, what you do is relax away from the physical realm. Once we relax away from the physical realm, we're immediately in this greater reality, in this other realm, where our loved ones are living right now, right next to us. And so they're there, and our guides and helpers and other people. And so we're using hypnosis now. Mark is going to talk about using hypnosis where people can learn themselves about their soul's plan, the plan they had and why they're having the things happen in their lives right now, and about how they can then have their own contacts with people on the other side. And the method, the self-guided afterlife communication method that we have online, teaches a form of a gentle, a modified form of self-hypnosis. And so then people learn how to connect. Once they learn how to connect using the self-guided afterlife communication method, they can do it anywhere. They can be sitting in an office and decide they want to just relax and sit back and just have a connection because they've learned how to do it. And it happens any place, anytime.
So all of this is going to be happening in Scottsdale. And mm-hmm. it's September, 15th
to the 17th.
Yes. Uh-huh. And one of the great things about the AREI Symposium is that, unlike many other places, the people who are the presenters spend a lot of time just talking with and networking with the attendees. So this is not a case where you have to sort of go and sit and then, I got to glimpse this person. We really talk with people. That's, to me, the best part of it. Mm-hmm. Because what we're trying to do is help everyone feel that you're part of this one great, glorious group of people who are all on our same voyage of trying to understand what actually is going on, coming to understand it, and sharing it with the world. So anyone who's interested in being there, we're excited to have you join us. And we're almost full, right? But there are a few places still.
Yeah, we are getting full. But there are some seats that are left, and we're anxious. We would like to go to capacity. And we expect to do that. So, but we invite anybody to come. And as you say, this is just the beginning. So when somebody comes to the symposium, then they will have opportunities to do many more things after that. It isn't just a one-time thing. It's the beginning. And so we encourage people to become involved.
Yes, we're going to have things to do all year round in your own mm-hmm. town or city, and not just in Scottsdale. So how do people, what's the website, Craig?
So it's afterlifestudies.org, afterlifestudies.org.
And how would they reach you? How would people reach you?
I would invite people to contact me. I'd love to have people contact me. And so all you have to do is you can get on afterlifestudies.org, and you'll get to the email address there. Or you can email me directly at r.craig.hogan. at afterlifeinstitute.org, and I'd be very happy to communicate with anybody.
Well, we're going to have to say goodbye for now, but we'll have Craig back again soon. Thank you so much for being here, dear. I love to have you as a guest.
I love being here.
So everyone, as you know, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Please never forget that you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end, and when you fully grasp all the implications of that glorious fact, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, for the second time, we're going to have David Burfoot here. His book is Finding the Elephant, and it is wonderful. He's the only researcher I've ever found who has taken the same approach I've taken, which is to assemble research results from seemingly unrelated fields to gain a deeper understanding of what actually is going on. You're going to love this book, and I love talking with him because, frankly, we talk the same language. Please join us next week. David Burfoot is going to come to us all the way from Australia, and you're just going to love him. This week, we've been talking with Dr. R. Craig Hogan, and what can I say? Craig is, to me, the leader in this field today. He is, so many of us consider him to be our guiding light in this, and he is so brave and so determined to bring to this world whatever he can in the way of evidence of what actually happens that he even sits in circles for a decade. I think that's just incredible. Please join us in Scottsdale if you possibly can in September and meet Craig in person. Just go to afterlifestudies.org to learn more about all of that. As you know, I've written many books. Just go to robertagrimes.com and you can see what I've written. And if you have any interest at all in contacting me, don't hesitate to do that. I answer all my emails, and make sure you give me your email so I can get the answer back to you. You can find past episodes of Seek Reality on webtalkradio.net or iTunes, or just go and get our app in the iTunes store. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy. Please make the most of this coming week in our one shared reality, knowing that you are a powerful eternal being and you are infinitely loved.